经是来自以弗所书六章。
Verses 10 to 12.
十到十二节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 12.
以弗所书第六章十到十二节。
Oh, if you could rise for the reading of God's word.
大家请起立，我们一起来读神的话。
I apologize.Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 12. This is God's word, and give your attention to it. Let's say it all together. Finally, be strong in the Lord, in the strength of His might, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil.In the heavenly places. Amen. You may be seated. Okay, let me pray for us. If you could pray one more time and ask for God's help in the preaching of the word. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I do not come with eloquent words or words of wisdom, but a demonstration of your Spirit's power.Not man's power, not earthly power. We need power that comes from above. We have read your word. Your word is true. I pray that now you will give us a clarity of your truth. You are our Father, we are your children.Give to your children truth so that we might eat your truth. That we might become strong. And with the strength that you give, we will serve you, giving you the glory. Make that impossible happen, I pray now, through your word.Your word is food to our souls. So I pray all this not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit in and through Christ. Amen. Zhao Shang Hao.
Good morning.
All right. He was a good teacher, so...Good morning, good morning. My name is Young, and last time I spoke was like, I think 2 months ago.
大家好，我是那个崔牧师。我上一次在这个讲台为中文弟兄姐妹讲到是两个月。
Pastor Peter has given me and Tim, I think, different topics to preach on.
因为何牧师给了我一些祷告的题目，一些讲道的题目让我来讲。
Last time it was, he told me to preach on a church that is driven by the gospel.
上次我讲到的题目是我们这个教会 是以这个福音为动力的一个教会。
And today he has given me another important topic for us to think about.
今天他给了我另外一个题目，我认为也是一个很重要的题目，让我们一起来思考这样一个题目。
A prayer-driven church.
以祷告为动力的教会。
God's people who are not pray but driven by prayer.
神的子民他不是简单不是仅仅在那里祷告而是被这种祷告所驱使的这样一种祷告
I love to pray
我喜欢祷告
Not because you have to pray
不是因为你不得不祷告
That drive of love you want to pray
因为你被爱所驱使以至于你愿意去祷告
Not dragging your feet to pray because God told you to pray but you want to
不是抓着你的腿神抓着你的腿拖着你去祷告而是你自己愿意去
So I want to encourage you this morning.
所以今天早上我愿意来鼓励大家
exhort you and challenge you.
劝解大家，而且给大家提出一个挑战
and lead you to pray.
然后希望能带着大家一起来全新的祷告
The goal of the sermon this morning is that you will become a daily regular prayer people and not a mainly crisis prayer people.
所以说我今天这个祷告的主要的一个目的呢，就是让你成为一个 在日常生活中都每天都惯常祷告的这样一个人，而不是当一些状况来临的时候你才去祷告这样。
2 months ago, I finally became a New York State. I got the New York State driver's license in Aranda-Quiet DMV.
大概两个月前，我终于在那个 Aranda-Quiet 的那个 DMV 那个地方拿到我纽约州的驾照。
And you know DMV. DMV usually when you go there is a long line.
你们知道这个纽约州的机动车辆管理所，通常去到那儿有很长的排队。
Unless you're the smart one who do it online, like an appointment online, then you go really fast.
当然也有一些人在网上做，你可以。
But I wasn't smart. I just went there to, and I was waiting on this long line.
所以说我去了那里，然后我就看到一个很长的队伍在那儿。
And there's a woman in front of me.
我前面站着一个妇女。
Complaining about the long line.
她在那里抱怨说这个排队的太长。
And I was complaining too, but I was complaining inside.
但是我也在抱怨，因为我里面在抱怨。
And she started making conversations with me.
然后她开始要跟我讲话。
And of course, I entertained her conversation.
然后我就开始跟她这些有趣。
And she was telling me about her like surgery that's coming up with her leg.
然后她就告诉我她马上要做一个脚上
的手术。That she grew up in Rochester.
然后她是在罗切斯特长大。
She has 3 kids, one in Florida and 2 in Rochester.
所以她有三个孩子，一个在佛罗里达，另外两个在罗切斯特。
Yeah, and she asked me, you know, like why I'm here at Rochester.
然后她就问我为什么我会来到罗切斯特。
And I said, I work for the church, you know, Rochester Chinese Christian Church in Penfield.
然后我就告诉她我是因为我要到这个Penfield 的这样一个罗城华人基督教会来服侍。
And she quickly said that she's a Catholic.
然后她很快就告诉崔牧师说她是一个天主教徒。
And I said, oh, do you still go to Mass? Mass is like a Catholic service.
哦，她说的你要做弥撒。
Sorry, I didn't write all this down on the sorry. It just says, met women around the quiet DMV. Okay, anyway. And wait, what did I
Misa.
Oh, yeah, and then, and if you, also, do you go to church in Mass? She said no.
然后我就问她说你去教会吗？她说。
She said she used to go when the kids were young.
她告诉我当她的孩子很小的时候她常常去教会。
And it seems like the kids don't go to Mass anymore.
所以说好像她的孩子她现在也。
And she didn't go anymore either.
所以她也就不去教会。
And I said, why?
我就问她为什么。
And she felt a little guilty.
然后她好像觉得有些惭愧。
And then she said,
她说。
But I still pray.
她说我仍然祷告。
And I only pray when bad things happen in my life.
所以她告诉崔牧师说我只是当我生活中遇到不顺的事的时候我才开始祷告。
You don't want to be like her.
你可不能像她那样。
You don't pray to God when only bad things happen.
你不能当你遇到不顺的时候你才向神祷告。
You know, I think generally, you know, when people ask for my help or when people ask for your help,
通常来对我来讲，当人来向我寻求帮助或者向你寻求帮助
，You know, we should want to help others, right?
你知道
They're in trouble.
是应该帮助别人，当人家有困难的时候。
But I want a relationship with that person, not just when they call me when they're in trouble.
但是我想和那个人有一个很亲密的关系，而不是当他有麻烦的时候他才来找我。
You know, I think often we have a relationship with God in prayer that way.
但是很多时候我们和神的关系似乎就是刚才我讲的。
We only talk to you, we want to talk to you when we want something.
我们只是当我们想要什么的时候我们才和你交流。
And we often use God for our problems only.
所以说很多时候我们其实是在利用我们的神当我们遇到问题的时候。
And that should not be.
但是这种不是应该我们。
Yes, you should go to God when you have problems.
然后你有问题的时候你就去神那里。
But you should go to God when you don't have problems.
当你没有问题的时候你应该到神那里去。
Because you want to.
因为你愿意去。
Now, I know prayer is not a big thing at most churches.
我知道祷告在很多的教会里面好像不是一个很。
So it's not just a negative thing on this church.
但是在这个教会里面好像也。
The English ministry, if you had a prayer meeting, okay?
然后在英文聚会里面，当你有这个祷告会的时候。
It might start out big.
你可能会开始的时候会有很多人来参与。
But after a while it goes like this.
但是随着时间的 随着时间的过去以后，你就会看到人数越来越少。
Not many people are usually leaving the church or are really excited about prayer.
不是那么多人，甚至这个教会都不是，好像对这个祷告都不是那么有，觉得那么激动人心。
And I don't have to know you.
我好像，我就不必要认识你。
Because I know myself, and I think I'm like you.
但是我知道我自己，我喜欢你。
My prayer life is not as it should be.
我的祷告生活就是应该像我想的那样。
So I want to paint a picture this morning of how important prayer is, though.
但是今天早上我会给大家看一幅图像，关于这个祷告是多么的重要。
Okay, let me try. Okay.
我尽力想让大家来明白这一点。
Have a slide.
然后。
How big is the universe? Anyone know? Any scientists here or science?
这个宇宙到底有多大呢？你们在座的有些科学家，你们知道吗？
It's pretty big.
非常的大。
Okay.And I have some statistics here.
然后这是因为从统计上来讲，它是实在是巨大。
Our solar system called Milky Way.
然后我们的太阳系所在的。
Right there, yeah, there you go, beautiful picture.
银河系里面。
Okay.
这幅图里面所看到的。
Has 1 billion solar system, 1 billion solar systems.
所以在银河系里面大概有。
Did you know that? Not 1,000.
他刚才说是 1 billion, 但是这个上面写的是一千亿个太阳系。
100 billion, so 100 billion.
有一千亿个太阳系。
Our solar system, Milky Way, has approximately 100 to 400 billion stars.
这银河系里面也有100到4000亿的这么一个恒星。
Did you know that our sun is a star?
你知道太阳是一颗恒星吗？
Yeah, no. It is. It's a star.
对，太阳是一颗。
And in our Milky Way, there's 100 to 400 billion stars.
所以说，在我们所处的这个银河系里面，大概有100到4000亿个像太阳这样的恒星。
The entire Earth, okay, is 8,000 miles across.
如果这个整个的地球围着它一圈的话，一圈的周长大概是8000英里。
Jupiter is 87,000 miles across.
但是木星大概有。超过它十倍，就是87000个英里。
Our sun, which is a star, and in our solar system, it has 100 to 400 billion stars, is 864 miles across.
但是我们刚才讲的这个太阳，就是有这么多个恒星的这么一个太阳，它的周长大概是864000。
Ten times bigger than Jupiter, 108 times the Earth.
它有比木星多十倍，比地球多108倍。
Scientists say Milky Way is a part of a larger supercluster.
所以说，科学家说这个银河系是一个巨大星团中的一个部分。
And so there's Milky Way is actually very small compared to the superclusters that scientists say.
所以说这个银河系跟科学家所描述的这个巨大的超新星的这个系团比起来，是相当的小。
And in this supercluster that the Milky Way or solar is in.It has 100 to 150,000 galaxies in this supercluster.
所以说银河系所在的这样一个更大巨大的这个超级星云系里面大概有10万到15万个像银河系一样的这么星系。
And the most powerful telescope that we have right now on Earth.
所以我们在地球上我们现在最强大的可以所能观察到的所有的星团所能
That can see the that can see the universe.
能在这个宇宙中所能观察到的。
There's ten million superclusters that you could see with this powerful telescope.
所以说我们这个强有力的这个望远镜所能看到的，在这个整个宇宙里面，就是这样的星超巨大的星系团就有1000多万个。
So the next slide.
下一张。
Well, there are more slides, no? About the little, where we are? There isn't?
Before.
Yeah, there we are, right there.
Okay?
So, we are right there.
So, in this picture, this is talking about the whole huge star, and then the solar system, which is its center, is where we are in the solar system.
And as I said, there's 100 to 150,000 more galaxies. and there's 10 million superclusters. In other words, what I'm saying is the universe is more than we could ever put our understanding with our mind.
所以说从这个地方可以看到, 像刚才那个星团里面就有 大概, 10万到15万个星系, 然后在整个宇宙里面又有 1000万个这样的星团, 所以说我的意思就是说, 这个大到一个我们思想是无法去。
And then here's my main point. In the Bible, in Psalm 8:3, it says this.
然后这就是我要讲的关键点, 然后在圣经, 诗篇第八章第三节讲的,
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained.
这个诗篇八章第三节说到, 我观看你指头所造的天, 并你所陈设的月亮星宿。
Okay, now your jaw should drop, okay?
然后你的下巴可能会惊得掉下来。
Our God, this huge universe, He says in the Bible, He flicked it with his finger.
所以说刚才我们看到如此巨大的这个宇宙, 从圣经上的描述来看, 我们的神就是用指头就造它了。
Our God is big.
我们的神是如此的巨大,
beyond your imagination.
他甚至超越你能想象的。
And prayer is talking to that massive God.
所以说我们这里所讲到的这祷告, 就是和我们现在所描述的我们难以想象的如此巨大的神的之间的一个对话。
It is not very small.
它不是很小的。
It is very, 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 very important.
所以这个祷告不是一个小事情, 而是一个非常非常非常重要的事情。
There is nothing more important in your life and my life, nothing more higher in your life and my life to pray to this God who flicked the universe with his pinky.
所以说在你我的生命中间, 没有什么比得上和这个用手指轻轻一晃就可以造这个宇宙天地的神之间对话更重要的事情。
You are talking to have a conversation with this God.
你和这个神有这么一个交流,对话交流。
Now, try to help you see the importance of it.
我想尽力让你明白这个重要性。
Now, whatever you think about Trump, okay?
不管你怎么去看这个我们的川普总统。
But let's say you have access to the Oval Office of the President of the United States.
我们来打个比喻, 就是说你如果可以去, 联系到这个, 白宫的椭圆办公室。
Just free access.
然后自由地和他那边联系。
You could talk to the President anytime you wish.
如果你可以任何时候你都可以和我们的总统交流。
Now, I know right now you're talking about Trump and maybe you don't want to talk to Trump, okay?
我知道现在你可能想到Trump你比较讨厌他。
I say there is a president that you like.
让我们这样说吧, 就是有一个你喜欢的总统。
Whatever the perfect president it is.
不管这个总统有多么的完美。
Well, prayer is like that.
祷告就像这样。
No? You're able to just have a conversation with the President of the United States of America. But our God is like a gazillion billion times bigger than the President of the United States of America. Yet, for some reason, you and I have a hard time praying to this God. Why is that? You should really think about that. Why, when we have a prayer meeting at this church, combined prayer meeting or any prayer meeting, how come people come and say, we're too busy?
各个语种的祷告会或者联合在一起的祷告会为什么人总是要找一些托词说我很忙
whatever excuses or reasons that we give
不管我们给出什么样的理由
those reasons can't it can't be good
不管什么样的理由, 这样的理由都站不住脚,
I know we convince ourselves whatever reason it is
我知道很多时候我们来想说服我们自己 我们的理由是合适的
Prayer is, without a question, the highest activity that you could engage in your life without a question.
所以说毫无疑问祷告是在你生命生活中你可以去从事的这样一个活动最高形式的活动。
Whether you know that or not, it doesn't matter. It is. If God is what it says He is.
不管你知不知道这一点他就是这样的。
We must search our heart and we need to repent.
也许你应该来审查自己的心来忏悔。
I need to repent. I need to know more of this God.
我也是这样我需要更多的来知道我们的神。
Your God is not as big as the Bible says He is.
你所说的那一位神不会像圣经上所谈到的我们信靠的这位神更大。
One pastor theologian said this.
曾经有一个牧师他在一个受洗中说道。
A prayerless soul is a Christless soul.
一个没有祷告的灵魂，他其实是心中没有耶稣基督的。
So, the question, how is your prayer life?
那么我的问题就是，你的祷告生活怎么样呢？
A prayerless soul is a Christless soul.
所以一个没有祷告的灵魂，其实是没有耶稣基督的灵魂。
How is your prayer life?
你的祷告生活怎么样？
You have a desire to grow in your prayer.
你是否想极力想在你的祷告生活中来成长。
Here's another quote by another theologian. What causes most of backsliding? You know, backsliding, like spiritual backsliding?
什么是你的灵性生活退步的一些原因呢？
You know, when you go to a retreat,
当你去了退休会，
you're like, oh, I want to read the Bible.
我去了退休会以后，
you're all excited.
我就非常的兴奋，我想读圣经。
And you come back.
然后我回来。
And then he goes, that's called backsliding. And he said, what causes most backslidings? And he said, I believe as a general rule, one of the chief causes is neglect of private prayer.
所以说这个牧师他讲到他什么是导致你灵性退步的一个原因呢？他认为通常一个原则肯定就是最主要的原因之一就是说你缺乏和神之间的这种私人的祷告关系。
And so, prayer is important. Now, I have three things about prayer I want to say really quickly. Three things about prayer. I want to encourage you.
所以说祷告是一个非常重要的事情。我在接下来我会谈到关于祷告的。
Prayer is praying to the Maker of the universe, the heaven and earth.
祷告是和宇宙万物的创造者的这么一个交谈。
Number one, prayer is God's gift to you.
第一个方面我们会谈到祷告是神赐给你的恩典。
Okay, let me say it one more time. You should say that like 10 times. Prayer is God's grace to you.
我再说一遍，祷告是神赐给你的恩典。
It's a gift.
是一个恩典。
When someone gives you a gift, what do you do?
当给了你这样一个
恩典
的礼物，你会怎么做？
Take it. You have to pay for it.You don't have to, give money for it. It's a gift. It's free. It is God's grace to you. Actually, right now, God in heaven, He's your Father, and He is talking to you.
现在我们在天上的父，此时此刻他就在和你和我在说话。他邀请我们来到他的宝座前一起祷告。
Come,
来吧。
Come to me.
来到我面前。
Praise to you, praise to you.
然后用神给你的恩典来祷告。
Thank you.
拿着这个恩典。拿着神给你的这个一个祷告的礼物。
You know, I'm not really a hymn person, but I love this prayer. I'll do this hymn. Let me just say it. It's called Sweet Hour of Prayer. Okay. If you and I wrote that, it won't be Sweet Hour of Prayer. It'd be like, prayer. You know, whatever title will be, it won't be sweet. But this hymn writer, I think, really understood what prayer is. It says, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care. And this old word, and bids me at my Father's throne. You are going to the throne of the King of the universe who made the world with His finger. He's bidding you, come. Come, Yonan. Come. Come, Joe. It's a gift to you. It's a grace to you. Why won't you come? Why? And bids me at my Father's throne, make all my wants and wishes known. In season of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief, and oft escaped the tempter's snare, by return, sweet hour of prayer.
脱离试探网络围困皆因此皆因由此祷告良辰
When you became a Christian, God has given a gift to you, your children.
所以说当你成为一个基督徒, 神给了你这样的恩典,
He has given this grace to you called prayer.
给了你这样一个恩典的礼物,
Someone has bewitched you. Bewitched means tricked you.
有些人可能会
lie to you.
有些人可能会陷害你,
that is not sweet.
这种状况不让人觉得欢心,
you know, it's, oh, I don't want to do it. I have to do it, but oh, I don't want to do it.
所以说你说, 我不想这么做,
and so you will starve. You will starve. You won't,
oh, you, 你就想渴慕,
this gift, this food that God has given you.
所以说你会渴慕,
the Father has given to His children this gift.
你会渴慕你的天父给他的子女这样一份恩典的礼物, 就是祷告。
Prayer gives vitality to your Christian life. Believe it or not.
所以说祷告给了你这个基督生活的一种活力,
God gives you the passion to serve Him.
就给你, 神他也给了你这样一种,
prayer is getting in touch with God.
所以祷告, 我们借着祷告, 可以和我们的神发生联系,
with light, author of life itself.
也就是和这个神的, 生命的本体, 也就是我们生命的创造者神发生联系。
The reason you and I are dragging our feet many times spiritually is because we're not getting in touch with God.
很多时候我们在,
through prayer.
很多时候我们在灵里面, 好像是被迫被动的这么样去祷告的时候, 那是因为我们没有和我们这位神有,
also, prayer is a relationship with God.
第二点我们也可以看到,
you know, this word relationship, we, you know, throw this word around, relationship with God. Okay? Yeah, relationship with God, yes.
所以我们谈到, 这个世界上有很多的关系, 我们这儿谈的这个关系是和神的关系。
And we sing, oh God, I love you, Lord, when I lift my voice. Na na, I love you, I love you, I love you.
所以我们经常有唱歌, 我爱你我的神, 当我来敞开我的喉咙高声歌唱你的神。
And I love you, but I don't want to talk to you.
我爱你, 我爱你, 但是我不愿意跟你谈话。
Is that how relationship work?
关系是这样存在的吗?
I mean, that's a defective relationship.
那是一个错误的一个关系。
Like Tasia, my wife, I love you, I love you, I love you, but I don't want to talk to you anymore.
就像我对我的太太 Tasia 说, 我爱你, 我爱你, 但是我不愿意跟你讲话。
Is that how marriages work? Is that how relationships work?
那是婚姻该这样去进行的吗?
No, that can't be love.
那不可能是一种爱。
Is it?
是吗?
Like, I love you, but I'll only talk to you when I have time.
但是如果我说我爱你, 我爱你, 但是我只是在我有时间的时候我才跟你说。
Do you guys remember when you were dating your wife or your husband?
你们还记得,
I'm sure life back then it was as busy or more busy than today. Supposedly, new technology, faster cars, everything was to give you more time. Okay? I'm not sure if that's true or not. So go back to when you're dating your wife or your someone who you know, you like, right? And you're busy.
But
what did you and I do? I mean, I made time to talk to Tasia when she was in Brazil. Yeah, and the reason I made time to talk to Tasia is because I liked her. You know, not just 30 minutes.
不仅仅只是30分钟,
hours.
而是几个小时, 几个小时.
And my phone bill went like from like zero to, or whatever to like hundreds of dollars.
我的电话账单就从零, 就,
and I found Skype video chat and then it was free.
然后我就发现 Skype 或者是那些其他一些交通工具 是免费的。
Yeah, so I want to talk to her. I want to converse with her. I want to get to know her. Relationship, see, talking. Well, for us, God's people, prayer is that talking to God. And again, it's not you talking and no one talks back.
然后我在这里要声明一点，就是这个祷告不只仅仅是你在那儿讲，而没有得到回应。
No, you talk to God and He actually talks to you.
你和神讲话，他其实也是在和你讲话。
It is not prayer when you talk to God and He doesn't talk to you.
如果你只是和神讲话，但神没有和你讲话，这不是祷告。
Prayer is a two-way conversation.
所以祷告是一个双方的这样一个交流的渠道。
Most of your prayer and my prayer is like one-way conversation. Prayer is a God's gift to us so we can spend time with God in this relationship.
Okay.
And so when we have church prayer meetings, okay,
当我们有教会的这个祷告会的时候,
it's not to put on the bulletin, oh, how many people came to the church, the prayer meeting.
It's not to
impress other churches, how many, oh, look at how much prayer meeting, how many people we have here today, you know, prayer meeting. No, it's opportunity for you to come together, okay, and pray together.
而是给你一个机会, 我们在, 通知里面说, 说有祷告会的时候，只给你一个机会，说我们一起来祷告。
Corporate prayer and private prayer.
大家一起祷告，或者是私人祷告。
Number three.
第三点,
which is our text today.
也是我们今天的这个信息。
Prayer is knowing that life is war. We actually sang the awesome hymn, "Onward, Christian soldiers, off to was that marching off to war."
所以第三点讲的这个意思就是祷告也是让我们意识到生活就是征战，就像我们刚才所唱到的这个这首诗歌里面讲的，基督精兵前进。那是一场战争。Peter, Paul
talks about that we are in right now in war.
所以说保罗刚才我们读的经文里面已经讲到，我们现在就是在一场征战中间。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10, finally be strong in the Lord in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places.
所以在以弗所书第六章，保罗里面讲到说。 哦，意思是，我还有未了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。 就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计，因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖者、幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
There are powers bigger than you, evil forces in the heavenly places are trying to attack you.
所以说有一些属灵。
That's what Paul says.
所以有一些比你更有能力的一些属灵气的恶魔，他们在天上在征战。
And the leader of all this war is Satan.
所以说这个世界的这个掌权者是撒旦。
And Satan is not just want to trip you up.
所以说撒旦不光只是想绊倒你。
The Bible says he's like a roaring lion.
所以说这个圣经上讲的，他说他是一个咆哮的狮子。
Not a roaring cat.
不是一个咆哮的猫。
And he says a roaring lion wants what?
地堡。他说这个咆哮的狮子想怎么样？
Eat you up.
想吞吃。
Kill you, devour you.
想杀死你，吞吃你。
Sorry, it's not on the text. Sorry, I do all this impromptu stuff. There's real war going on, my brothers and sisters. Only if you are able to see that there is a war, then you will pray. If you don't think there's war, you will not pray. Life is good. Retirement, you know, no more work, or it's just vacation.
I mean,
I don't see war, do I? You see war going on? I mean, other than the coronavirus, I mean, it's a little bit whatever. I mean, other than that, I mean, I don't see this cosmic forces and the spiritual authorities and the dark forces trying to kill me. Do you see that? It is worse than coronavirus.
It
really is. I'm not trying to, you know, dumb down coronavirus, and we should take some precautions, yes. But we're too worried about we're not enough worried about the spiritual forces attacking you and me in the church.
And
to destroy not just your body, but he wants to destroy your soul.
因为，但是你们要知道，这种黑暗势力的征战，它不光是要消灭你的身体，它更要消灭你的灵魂。
Your kids，
你的孩子。
My kids，
我的孩子。
The spiritual dark forces is trying to lie and twist the truth to, you know, Satan doesn't say, oh, little kid, you know, we should give a little, you know, not to attack too much. Doesn't say that. He doesn't know age. He will kill anyone.
所以说。这个恶魔他是非常有诡计的，他是要不光是他甚至要攻击我们的孩子。
So one of the ways that Satan attacks the church is through, he says, he's a father of lies and he lies. All kinds of lies.
就是其中一个撒旦用来攻击教会的一个方式，就是
the media and the books and the movie and everything is they're lies, half truths, and we believe in it. We believe in it.
因为撒旦被认为是谎。所以我们现在所被包围的这些媒体，所有的我们所接触到的这些新闻，他们都是谎言，但是我们相信这些谎言。
You and your kids are being lied to every day.
所以说你和你的孩子每一天都被这些谎言所包围充斥。
And this is a little joke. You need this iPad. It's the greatest thing in the world.
所以说我这个地方只是开个玩笑，比如说。
If you have this iPad, then you will be happy. Life is good. If you have the house, if you have the car, or if you have the wife, or what, if you have the retirement, oh, then life is good and I'm happy and I'll be okay. That's a lie. Did you know that? Unless you know that life is war, the spiritual warfare going on right, even right now. You're not going to pray. Anyone here go to Cancun or vacation and you pray every day? No! That's not how it works. You don't go to Cancun to pray all day long. You go there to, you know, entertain and do stuff, you know? We got no problems. We got no war, right? I mean, come on. I mean, my kids don't listen to me, but, you know, all right. I got my job, my house, you know, and my wife, and it's good. There's no threat here. That's a lie. There is a threat. There's a war. Paul says that. Put on the armor. Put on the armor. Pray. Here, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 to 6. Here's what Satan is doing to someone who is not even a Christian. Maybe some people are not Christian here. Maybe your husband or your wife or maybe your kids. Look at what's going on in the Satan. Look what he says here. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6. In their case, the God of this world, Satan, has blinded the mind of unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. You know why people don't believe in God? Do you know why I said, when I was 19, before that, I was like, I don't need God. Who cares about God? God is boring. Is your kid doing that? Is your husband doing that? Your wife doing that? Your relatives doing that? Your family members doing that? Well, the reason is because it says Satan is blinding their minds to see God. There's dark spiritual forces at work. For what we proclaim for ourselves, verse 5, what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So as Satan is doing this, Let light shine in the darkness. There's war.
遮住我心眼的东西把它挪开，让我看到光.
That's a good prayer. Because you know there's war. There's spiritual forces outside of you, and the person who doesn't believe is attacking and blinding them. You can't see. Then you will pray that way. If you don't really see that there's war going on, okay, you're just gonna keep waiting and waiting until something happens to them. That's not how it works. You gotta pray. Pray until they see. You know, some of you guys who don't have people who are not Christian, your members, your husband or wife, a lot of you guys just given up. You know why? You pray,
and
one of the things is you stop praying because you don't think there's war going on. There's war, oppositions, Satan, the world. Do not love the world, things in the world. Bible talks about.
有这样一场征战。圣经叫我们告诉我们不要爱这个世界。
And here's another opposition in the spiritual warfare. And I'm not shocked you. And as an enemy.
还有一场另外的征战，我不想让你们觉得很惊吓。这个敌人就是你，就是你，你，还有我。这是我们天父说的，我们本性里面所带的罪。这个是一个带罪的心，他天生就是要反对神的。
In our ignorance，
然后我们的无知。
In our lack of knowledge，
然后我们对神知识话语的缺失。
And we need to and our self will，
我们需要我们自我的力量。
You know， to live my life how I want to live my life。Yeah， the Bible says these things， but you know。I mean, I'll do certain things, but other things, that's, forget about it. That kind of a cavalier attitude. And so we also oppose God. You know, one of my problems with my wife, okay, in our relationship, I always try to remind myself often. Okay, and that's the best marriage counseling ever.
然后在那个婚姻的这个婚姻的辅导里面，对，经常发生的。
The problem in our marriage is not my wife.
我们婚姻中间的问题不是因为我的太太。
It's not my kids.
也不是我们的孩子。
It's me.
而是我。
It's my sins.
因为我的罪。
All my lack of patience and lack of all the fruits of the spirit, love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control.
是因为我的罪，我缺乏耐心，我缺乏圣灵的。所讲的那些所有的果子里面的。
And so I don't go. So when I pray, oh God, help my wife.
所以说我的祷告不是。
She's making my life miserable.
所以我的祷告说。
God save her.
所以说我的祷告不是说。Oh my God, you know, 改变我的太太，她让我们的生活变得如此的混沌。
Open her eyes to see. You know.
让她的眼睛打开来看到。
No, I don't pray that way.
我绝对不是这样的祷告。
You shouldn't pray that way.
我们也不应该这样子。
I go to God and I say, I kind of, you know, like the, remember the tax collector, he's beating his breast, okay, and he can't lift up his head, he's like, have mercy on me, a sinner.
So, 来到神的面前，我的祷告就是说，说我自己我是多么的一个罪人。
Save me from my sin.
把我从罪中拯救出来。
Save me from all the weaknesses I have.
把我从我所有的软弱中拯救出来。
I am the problem here.
我是这个问题的源泉。
Okay. All right. And so prayer is a gift to you. God's grace to you. Take it. Take it.
祷告是神给你的这样一个礼物，赶紧拿上来。
Prayer is a relationship with God.
祷告也是和神之间的一种关系。
And prayer is knowing that life is war.
祷告也是让我们知道我们的生命生活中有这样一场征战。
There's two greatest preachers in all of Christianity in the church history.
在教会历史上有两个非常著名的伟大的祷告家。
And one of them is Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
有一个人叫做Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
He was born in 1834 and died in 1892.And he was known as the Prince of Preachers. He was a Baptist minister in England. He saw an enormous blessing from God upon his ministry. It is not an exaggeration to say that thousands came to Christ through his preaching.
如果说成千上万的人因着他在神，因着他的那个布道而归向神的话，我们一点都不会夸张。这样的说法一点都不夸张。
Some services drew as many as 10,000 people at a time.
有些时候，他一次的布道会可以吸引大概10,000人来参加。
But Spurgeon never took credit for the success of his ministry. Instead, he always pointed to the hundreds of people who came before services and prayed for God's blessing. He actually called it boiler room. And it was underneath the, so it's like underneath the downstairs of this place. And hundreds of people will come before service to pray for Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Before service, during service, and he said, because of the prayers, the boiler room, okay, the heat of the prayer, was the secret of his success. He said any success that he had come from God in answers to their prayers. He has called a lot of fellow preachers and he said this, brethren, brothers, we shall never see much change for the better of our churches. In general, till prayer meetings occupies a higher place in the esteem of Christians. I will say the board and many of people in this church, you want this church to, right, see revival and grow. Amen?
Amen.
He doesn't stir by keep serving, and get burnt out. I already see that in this church. That's not how it works. It is for God's people in this church to get in our knees and to pray. Pray to the God of our universe, the King of Kings. Until we do that as a church, it really doesn't matter what kind of programs you have. And how many hats you have in serving this church. Not only God will not get the glory, but you're not summoning the power of heaven to come and do amazing things that you and I cannot do. Just like what Spurgeon did, people who got saved and the miraculous things, it wasn't because of his preaching. It was the power of prayer of his people. So let me encourage you and plead with you. Prayer is a gift to you from God. God wants to have a relationship with you through prayer. And you don't know prayer until life is war. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, forgive us. We are nowhere near where we ought to be. And so we need your help. Help us. Cause the joy of prayer, the importance of prayer,
in this church. Stir the hearts of your people, your people. The power and the fire and the joy of prayer might catch on in your people. That this church will thrive. It'll be a gospel-centered church. Because it's a prayer-driven church. That you might receive all glory and honor due to you. Because you have done it. I pray all this not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit in and through Christ.
我们这样祷告